Savitri, Book 1, The Book of Beginnings, Canto 4, The Secret Knowledge, Page 60. Here, meanwhile, at the Spirit's opposite pole, in the mystery of the deeps that God has built for his abode below the thinker's sight. In this compromise of a stark absolute truth with the light that dwells near the dark end of things. In this tragicomedy of divine disguise. This long, far seeking for joy ever near. In the grandiose dream of which the world is made, in this gold dome on a black dragon base, the conscious force that acts in nature's breast, a dark-robed laborer in the cosmic scheme, carrying clay images of unborn gods, executrix of the inevitable idea, hampered, enveloped by the hoops of fate, patient trustee of slow eternal time, absolves from hour to hour her secret charge. All she foresees in masked imperative depths, the dumb intention of the unconscious gulfs, answers to a will that sees upon the heights, and the evolving word's first syllable, ponderous, brute-sensed, contains its luminous close, privy to a summit victory's vast descent, and the portent of the soul's immense uprise. All here, where each thing seems its lonely self, are figures of the soul transcendent one. Only by him they are. His breath is their life. An unseen presence molds the oblivious clay. A playmate in the mighty mother's game. One came upon the dubious swirling globe to hide from her pursuit in force and form. A secret spirit in the inconscient sleep, a shapeless energy, a voiceless word. He was here before the elements could emerge. Before there was light of mind or life could breathe. Accomplice of her cosmic huge pretense, his semblances he turns to real shapes and makes the symbol equal with the truth. He gives to his timeless thoughts a form in time. He is the substance, he the self of things. She has forged from him her works of skill and might. She wraps him in the magic of her moods and makes of his myriad truths her countless dreams. The master of being has come down to her. An immortal child born in the fugitive years. In objects wrought, in the persons she conceives. Dreaming, she chases her idea of him and catches here a look and there a jest. Ever he repeats in them his ceaseless births. He is the maker. And the world he made. He is the vision, and he is the seer. He is himself the actor and the act. He is himself the knower and the known. He is himself the dreamer and the dream. There are two who are one and play in many worlds. In knowledge and ignorance, they have spoken and met, and light and darkness are their eyes interchange. Our pleasure and pain are their wrestle and embrace. Our deeds, our hopes, are intimate to their tale. They are married secretly in our thought and life. The universe is an endless masquerade, for nothing here is utterly what it seems. It is a dream fact vision of a truth which, but for the dream, would not be wholly true. A phenomenon stands out significant against dim backgrounds of eternity. We accept its face and pass by all it means. A part is seen, we take it for the whole. Thus have they made their play with us for roles. Author and actor with himself as seen, he moves there as the soul, as nature she. Here on the earth, where we must fill our parts, we know not how shall run the drama's course. Our uttered sentences veil in their thought.